Hello boys and girls, it's Daniel. Welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. If you're new to the podcast, I have information for you. My weekend starts today. Unlike everybody in the world, my weekend starts on Fridays, not on Saturdays. So, welcome to Daniel's weekend. What will we be talking about today? Very good, very good. Yesterday, I promised that I was going to be having a serious episode today. Not like yesterday's episode wasn't serious, don't get me wrong. But I'm going to be talking about something that you most likely haven't heard in a particular light, in this light that I'm going to be sharing today. I'm super sure of that. In the first day of the podcast, I talked about how as a Nigerian, we cannot relate to there being light at the end of the tunnel. We're like, doesn't make sense to us. What if they tell us that there's going to be party jollof at the end of an Owambe? Yes, we relate to that because we are party people. We are outgoing people. And at the end of dancing, most likely at a party that we do not know the celebrants, we expect to eat. Tell us that and we would nod and say, makes sense. But today, I'm telling you, what if you've walked and groped in a dark tunnel expecting to find light at the end, and you get there and you're wondering, am I actually at the end of this tunnel, or is there still 5 feet ahead, a kilometer, a mile, 1,000 feet? What do I do? What happens when you get to the end of that tunnel and there's pitch darkness still? Nothing is different. Nothing has changed from when you started up to when you got to the very end. I'll tell you what you can do. You can be the light at the end of that tunnel. You can be a light for the next person. You can be a light for yourself. Whoever created the light bulb created it first because he was scared of the dark. So I think you can borrow a leaf from that act and, you know, be a light at the end of the tunnel for someone. You may not be doing it for yourself, but for humanity's sake, just be a light. But Daniel, how can I be a light? Be good. It's one thing that I have constantly preached about on this podcast. We as human beings have to be good. Just be good. Be that thing that you have constantly hoped for somebody else. Be that thing that you have constantly hoped for. Be that thing you have constantly expected to find for someone else. If you have always wanted to find light at the end of the tunnel, be that light. If you have always expected to anticipate party jollof at the end of a party, be the party jollof for somebody else. I'm giving these two examples or these two analogies so that whoever you are, a Nigerian or a non-Nigerian, you'd be able to relate to that. What happens when you do not find light at the end of the tunnel? Be that light. This is a very, very short episode, and I think I'm going to be reverting back to doing short episodes so that the message is hit one time. So I hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who would also know, listen, please be sure to tell them how you got here. And to hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.